Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. It's us. Today's show, you're going to hear about the kids' birthdays.
Yeah, your kids' birthdays.
Natalia's birthday plans.
And my kids' school woes.
Yes.
But we were funny about it.
Yes, we were.
We had some laughs.
Well, yeah.
A lot of laughs. Yes. But before we get into that, care.com. It's the easy and reliable way to find care for everyone in the family when and where you need it. It's even can help out with like the household payroll and nanny taxes. Ooh. Like if you're a premium subscriber, you can pay through the site, you know, and get access to all the information for nannies.
Yeah. To help you.
Yeah. You could get somebody to watch your kids. You could get someone to watch your grandma. You could get someone to walk your dog.
All together. All in one.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
All in one place.
It's a great service. So here's what you want to do if you want to become a premium member, okay? What you're going to do is go to care.com/loud when you subscribe.
That's right. You'll save 30% off, by the way, if you get their premium membership.
Mm-hmm.
And why not get their premium membership? You'll get all the things you need, all in one marketplace.
Yeah, care.com.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome
to For Crying Out Loud. Let's just get right into it. Third love, man.
Yes.
I kid you not. What color Third Love bra? I want you to guess.
I think you're wearing the jewel toned color of sapphire. I was right. Ding, ding, ding. I'm on my bell. Ding.
Look, Caitlin, she was totally right.
I was right.
I'm literally wearing my jewel blue sapphire bra.
It really is.
With the, what do you call that?
The accordion straps.
Really, my t-shirt bra that I always want to sleep in because it's so comfy.
I need to get a couple more.
Yeah, you should order a couple more. I've ordered bras off of there.
I know. I know. I've got three of them or four of them.
I'm almost embarrassed to tell you that. I have like 9 Third Love bras.
Really?
I just like to.
And undies too.
Yeah. I love, because you know what bra I really like is the, not to make this ad go on forever, but I love the strappy. There's also one called.
That's true.
It's the one it's super lacy and. It's really lacy and it's big so that you can wear the deep arm.
Yes.
And it just looks like you're wearing like a lacy shirt underneath. Mm-hmm. It's so cute.
I need one of those for summer.
Super fun, super comfortable. They have a perfect bra. They have half cup sizes.
Yes.
A lot of different cup sizes.
If you're thinking, well, how do I find my size? How do I buy a bra online and find my size?
Yeah.
Well, you're in good luck because you're in good hands because they will help you.
Yeah. And if you want to get 15% off your first order, go to thirdlove.com/FCOL. That's thirdlove, thirdlove.com/FCOL. You'll get 15% off your first order. Do it today. Also, Skinny Sticks.
Yes.
You know, we did an ad for Skinny Sticks, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and people went crazy. They were like, oh, my God, I'm buying these things right away.
Ooh,
I guess it really speaks to our audience.
Yes. Well, I mean, people are looking for, you know, some ways to stay energized throughout the day. And
control their appetite.
Right.
Without getting all crazy.
Yes.
Like we used to get on our Dexatrim back in the day. They've come a long way with these kind supplements that help you control your appetite.
That's right. They're a lot safer now, too, of course.
Yeah. So, you know.
These things are scientifically formulated to help you conquer the day.
Help you combat your cravings and, like, you know, just help you kick butt. You put the powder in your drink.
Mm-hmm.
In your purple drink or whatever drink.
In your scissor.
Yeah. And you stir it around and you drink it.
Right.
And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it. If you want to get 25% off plus free shipping, and you know mama likes some free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to go to Skinny Sticks, and it's spelled Skinny, STIX.co.
That's right.
Okay. .co. Not .com, skinnysticks.co, and use the promo code FCOL. That's skinnysticks, Caredot.co/FCOL, promo code FCOL, get 25%
off. You know, and
off.
Also, if you don't like it, you can send it back and get your money back. There's a no-nonsense guarantee with them.
Sure.
I like
no
that.
No nonsense.
No nonsense.
How was your week?
Well, I just told you an interesting story on Patreon.
That was a crazy good story.
Crazy good story.
Finally. I love it when you like come barging in like, ah, we do Patreon first, please. I got something to get off my chest.
Finally, something happened to me. Now, I had a run-in with a parent. Oh, sorry. Just punched the microphone like Dr. Drew does. How was my week? How was your week?
Well, I'm glad
think
you asked.
About it. So I've been talking. You talk. Your turn, Stephanie.
Nobody knows that, though. So then
I know,
just
I know.
Like,
yeah, I know.
Stephanie.
No. I want to hear about school.
I have kid stress.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, your kids, so my kids, all right. All right.
So
I'll
your
tell
kids
you really
are going
quick.
Into, yeah.
This week is going to be a busy, this is like, this
birthday
week is
week.
The busiest week of the year for me, next to the week of Christmas. Well, they're getting older now, so. But it's still, it's like, it's their birthday, and it's the last day of school, and now it's finals they have. So Natalia's taking it very seriously. She's studying. I'm so proud of Natalia. She's brought her grades up, and she's sitting there doing her homework like normal kids do, but she's really taking it very seriously. Like, she's definitely – she's come a long way. I think, like, middle school really spoke to her or something because – it really energized her. Like, she loves going to school. She gets up early. She wants to get there early. I know it's mostly because of the social aspect, but she really does like it. Like, she's getting into it, you know, her science and her history stuff. So I'm happy for her. Anyway, it's their last week of school. On Wednesday's their last day of school. And then
– this Wednesday.
Yes. And yeah. Then their birthday is Friday. And, oh, Madon, the birthday plan's coming from her. Like, the boys just like, I don't know, I just want to go out with the boys, have a boys' night out, I guess, go to the arcade or Dave & Buster's or bowling. Okay, what do you want to do, Natalia? Well, on Thursday, she wants to hire a photographer.
Uh-huh. Okay,
but because one of the, so she goes, you have a girl that works for you that's a photographer. And I'm like, what girl that works, what? I don't even have a girl that works for me. What are you talking about? No, yes, you do. You have a girl that works for you. She's a photographer. And at the Christmas party, she and her friend told me that they would love to take pictures of me for my birthday or something. Like, they could do our hair and makeup, they said to us, and that they would take pictures. And I'm like, what? Who are you talking about? And then I'm thinking, maybe somebody over at the chassis side of things. There is a girl there, but not anymore. But no, she's quiet. I don't think she's... No, she's like, no, Mom, you work. I've seen you with her in meetings. And I'm going, oh. And then she goes, Asian girl, looks like Chris Maxipata's big sister. I said that. I said, oh, I know you're talking about. So Jennifer, she's our sales girl for Corolla Drinks.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't work here, but she like is doing sales for Corolla Drinks. She's a doll. And yes, she's young and youthful. And Natalia and her hit it off. And she is a photographer on the side, and she would love – so anyway, Natalia's like, so I want her to come take pictures of me and my friends at Melrose. And I go, what do you mean Melrose? Where on Melrose? Melrose is like Santa Monica, Sunset Boulevard. It's another boulevard in Hollywood. What do you?
Yeah, they want to go to the Glossier store.
How do you know? I was like, what? She goes, no, there's a location. I go – what? Sorry, I keep hitting the microphone. I go, where? Where in on Melrose? She goes, no, there's a place. I go, well, what, you want me to just drive down Melrose Boulevard until we find a spot? What are you, Nicole Anderson?
Who?
Pamela Anderson, oh. Nicole Nicole Smith. I was like, I go, what? You got to think. Then she's like, no, I'll find it. There's a place where everybody goes to get their picture taken. On Melrose? Okay, when do you – that's what you want? Well, not so fast. Then I want to go to the Santa Monica Pier with nine of my girlfriends. How do you have nine friends, by the way? Nine of my girlfriends, we want to go to the Santa Monica Pier and take more pictures there. We go, Santa Monica Pier is kind
of – then go to dinner, then have a sleepover.
Right. And I was like, no. First of all, we're not sleeping anywhere but in home in our beds. If you want to have a sleepover, come to our house.
Right.
And she was like, all right. But I still want to go to Melrose and Santa Monica. And I go, all in one day, that's not happening. And I said, well, maybe Olga for your birthday present can take you to the Melrose thing. So I don't know. That's what she wants to do for her birthday.
So one of Elby's friends, for her last birthday, they went to – the mom took the girls, but it wasn't nine. It was four of them,
yeah,
the little foursome, to get to the blowout place.
Yes.
To do blowouts.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did their makeup, and then they went to Santa Monica Pier to take pictures. I actually went with her. She invited me to come, and that she took them to dinner and
oh, so
to
you've
do
done it.
Pictures.
This is a thing.
But it didn't end up working out, really, because it was kind of a windy – it was sort of cold and kind of windy.
Yeah.
So there weren't any good photo ops.
Right.
So, so they got their blowouts, which blew out by
right,
the end of the
day.
By the
time they got there.
Yeah, their curls were straight again. And we went to dinner, but they had fun.
Listen, these girls barely have a head of hair between the five of them. Their hair is like baby hair still. It's like it's thin and – I don't know. Like, I could get it if they had hair like me when I was their age, like all haywire and bushy.
Right.
They ain't got – Natalia's got, like, you know, just thin hair. It's not going – nothing's going to happen. They're going to blow dry it, and then it's going to look the same.
Right, right.
You know, I could do it. Let me do it.
I got a blow dryer.
I got a blow dryer.
And some time.
Give me that head.
Sit down.
Right. So, anyway, I don't know. Well, maybe. Well, so some version of that is
Did she say
happen.
She wants to go to the Glossier store?
She didn't say Glossier, no.
Oh, okay.
She said there's a place on Melrose. And then Jody, who happens to be all hooked into what teen girls are doing these days, she goes, yeah, there is. There's some – there's where the wings are, I guess, you know, those angel wings.
But they're also at the mall.
I know. That's what I said. I go, those things are everywhere. And by the way, let's paint one in the back. How about I get Kaylin in some paint? My guys will whip something up and bring it home. You guys can put the finishing touches on and stand
Here's
there.
Your step and repeat wall.
Right.
Have a good day.
I'll make a step and repeat. Why do I got to drive all over the world? It's ridiculous.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel every year I feel like, okay, this is the last big birthday year.
Right.
Next time, next year, no parties.
It's never going to end.
And then I end up going like, gosh, we go to Great Wolf Lodge. Like what? I try to top myself.
Yeah. Then I get nostalgic and then I'm like, oh, they're turning 13 though. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess it's a big deal. But like, then I go, oh, they're never going to be 13 again. But then I start thinking of the plans that she wants and I'm like, get tired. And I go, we just stay home, play Fortnite.
Yeah.
How come you guys don't want to play Fortnite? Nobody wants to play Fortnite anymore. Neither does the boy. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Don't we want to play video games? Put the homework down.
Stop growing up and leaving me behind.
Right.
I don't want to be the only adolescent in this family.
Exactly.
They're like, Mom, we're too old for that.
Yeah, they are. They're too old. She's like, Fortnite is so 2018.
I can't believe they're going to be 13.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we started this podcast, they were babies.
Yeah, they were. How old were they? They were
four.
They were
like four. Yeah, and my twins were like two.
Oh, my God.
Two and a half.
That's right.
And you were going, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Four, you were like, I kind of got it more made.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were like in preschool.
Yeah, you're about right. Remember the mommy fix my pillow? I recorded her screaming for me in her crib to fix her pillow.
It's so funny because you do sort of get a sense of your kids' personalities from a young age.
They are who they are. Anybody out there that's listening that's like looking at their toddler or their baby, they are who they are. Natalia cried all the time.
Yeah.
It was fussy. And Sonny only cried if he, you know, had a heavy diaper or if he was hungry. They are who they are.
Sadie is definitely more introverted and sadder than my other kids.
Mm-hmm.
And from a baby, I remember thinking she does not smile.
Oh, really?
As readily and as much as my other two.
You got to work hard for it.
She makes you work for it. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. But wasn't Elby a fussy baby?
No.
I thought your first baby was.
The first couple days in the hospital.
Oh.
And that's because she had a broken collarbone. She had a reason,
that's right.
Remember? But then she was a really great baby. No, I always tell you that I just didn't know I had it so good. So
right,
I complained constantly and thought it was really hard. Little did I know. No, Sadie and Xander both had colic. at the same time as babies, and I thought I was going to shoot myself. I mean, it was the hardest thing I've ever been through is two babies with colic.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and you know what? Honestly, who knows if it's colic because it was uncurable. Right. So I don't know. Like, all I know is that they cried constantly, like, and then they would get into this the witching hour, which was a little in the afternoon. As soon as my nanny would leave for the day, is when they really like it was the that time of day around like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They would just start crying and not stop. And I was like, I
know.
What if this never ends?
I know. That's what you think.
I won't survive.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even remember it. When it stopped. Like, I don't remember a day that I was like, oh, my God, they stopped crying. Right. I just remember it sort of slowly.
I was going to say, like, did one cure itself before the other? Or
I don't know. But all I know is that then you get different problems.
I know. I know. So now you're dealing with something else. Colic is so yesterday.
Right. Right. You're like, now I've got tantrums.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Sadie started having tantrums. And I remember, do you remember my story about how I had to ask the preschool teacher because I just didn't want to punish her. Mm-hmm. I remember in preschool, she would have like huge meltdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And she still has them in a different 11-year-old kind of way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. But those now she just gets an attitude.
Yeah.
But in those days, it would just be like, I don't want. But I don't even know if she had great sentenced. She just didn't want to do something and then would just not want to do it and make everybody miserable and cry and scream.
Gosh.
And it would be something where I would be like, I'm taking you to Michael's to buy you something.
I know.
Is it that bad?
I know.
Is life? Come on.
That's so true.
Clouds is out.
Clouds is out. Is it that bad?
Is the shit that bad that you can't have a good day?
I know.
I want that on
my
t-shirt. Buying you a puzzle.
I know, right?
Ain't no parent pressing me. I just bought myself a puzzle. Come on, Sadie. Be happy.
That's so true.
And I just remember like being ruled by her attitude.
Yes.
And then the preschool teacher told me, you know,
she wasn't
even being mean about it, but I was like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
She's in this phase where she just like starts crying and like yelling, and she's like, well, then you have to have a consequence.
Yeah.
And I was like,
those
what
consequences? Consequence?
I gotta do something. I got a parent.
No,
she's like, you have to follow through. You have to say, like, say,
because
I was like, what I would sometimes do after preschool is like take them all out for a froyo.
Yeah.
She's like, then you have to say, Sadie, if you continue to behave like that, then you will not get a frozen yogurt. And then I was like, oh, my God. But what if she keeps doing it?
I know.
She's like, then she can't have a frozen yogurt. I was like, oh, my God. Really? But then do I just make her sit there while the other ones eat it? She's like, well, you don't have to be a monster. You can get it to go. I was like, wow. These people are – they should be
They're
teachers.
Hardcore.
They have experience.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
Yeah. So I remember the time that I did have to do it, and that was really hard.
Yes.
And I said, if you
it
don't
makes everything
stop,
worse. Yeah.
Here's your opportunity to stop what you're doing. Stop this behavior. You're making everybody miserable. We're going out for frozen yogurt. If you continue to make this choice of acting like this, then you're not going to get a frozen yogurt, which of course made her cry harder.
Of course.
How dare you?
I know.
Don't threaten me
with
a good time.
Thing. It gets worse. It's got to get, it's go like goes from a level 12 to a level 35.
Right.
They go nuts.
So then I had to go, okay, then you don't get frozen yogurt today. And I had to do the thing where I was like, oh my God, she was screaming.
Mm.
And then I had to just ignore it. And I was like, I'm sorry. That's the choice you made. And then Sadie and Xander got their frozen yogurt. I was like, get it to go. Bitches, put a lid on that thing and let's get back in the car. And then, but guess what? She didn't do it again.
Right. That's the thing.
Not like that. Like the next time I said.
Right. Right.
You're not going to get a yogurt. She was like, whoop.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another time where we were at Michael's and they had Sadie had picked out like a little puzzle that was like $1.50 or something. And the, you know, it was that kind of thing. And then Sadie smacked Elby in the face. They were in the cart. Two of them were in the cart.
Oh, I miss those ages.
Yeah. And
not.
Poor little Xander was just like this like, little fat, quiet toddler who was just like, I'm just doing my own thing. Victim.
Because
I told you
it.
That Sadie used to crawl, used to bite him,
yes,
remember?
Yes.
And
yes.
He would just be sitting there doing nothing right. wrong. And then he got to be an abused spouse. I told you he would put his arm out so that she could bite it.
Oh, my God.
She was a nightmare for a brief period of time. Yeah. And then so we're in Michael's one day and she we had to go to the bathroom. So I went into the bathroom with one of the kids, mm-hmm. maybe Xander. Mm-hmm. The other two are out there. I come out. I think it was Elby was like, Sadie punched me, you know. And then I was like, OK, Sadie, give me your puzzle. Had to put the puzzle back. Uh-huh. And then I was that parent in Michael's with a screaming. She screamed at the top of her lungs for the rest. I had to go through the line because I couldn't punish the other two. So I had to buy the other two their thing.
That's the worst.
They're not all getting punished.
Shut up.
While she screamed and parents looked at me and I was like, yep, look away. It's called good parenting.
Yes.
Her preschool teacher told me to do this. You got a problem. You go take it up with Miss Martha. At preschool.
Look at me. I'm parenting.
And
I'm
I was
doing
like,
my
you
job.
Know that feeling though where your
yes.
heart, you're just like,
I
it's
hate
not,
that.
And not even that I felt sorry for Sadie because I didn't. I felt sorry for myself.
Yes.
And I was just because everyone was looking at me and it was just like, I was like, this is so hard. God, why?
What did I do to deserve this?
Yeah.
I know. It's tough. But look at them. Look at them now.
I know it's but
it's a whole nother
but the
world.
Reason
it's
I
the
brought
same.
All that up is Sadie's personality. Well, it is. It's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely she is who she is.
Yeah.
She doesn't ever act like that now. She never has tantrums.
Right.
She's not like that. But it's just interesting that she's.
It's yeah
the one who's more apt to be like no I don't want to do that
right. Right.
Not interested. And mm-hmm. Elby, who has always been like,
yeah.
go for frozen yogurt? That sounds amazing.
Yes.
Anything you offer Elby, she acts like it's like you just offered a cruise at the
uh-huh,
Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
You want to go? Should we go get our toes done?
Yes!
What? Mom, I love you! Where my other kids are totally appreciative, too. I'm just saying. It's a personality thing.
Of course. It's a personality thing. Everybody's got their own personalities. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are who they are.
So this is something that happened this week.
Yeah. What happened?
I hope none of the teachers from my kids' school listen to my podcast because
– Good luck with that, sister.
For all you teachers out there, God love you. I love what you do. A lot of you are really good at your jobs.
Yes, they are.
So good at your jobs. And seriously, I couldn't do it.
Right.
I could never teach a room full of fifth graders, let alone kindergartners.
Yeah,
Robin,
no.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Hashtag in awe.
Yeah.
But God, like, could you just work a little harder to connect with the kids sometimes, like the ones that are having trouble, you know?
Right. I know what you're talking about.
Because Sadie hates school.
Yeah.
Hates it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever told you that before.
Yeah. You know, though, she might be like Natalia. They are a lot alike. Maybe she'll like middle school. I don't know.
Yeah, she might.
Yeah.
It's possible. And I've realized that I'm definitely going to get her some help. I think she's suffering from some low self-esteem. I think she learns differently. And I think that it's been eating away. I think she – I know I talked about this, I think, on our last show, and a lot of people gave me some good advice. And I'm going to get her tested. I think she might have an IEP, mm-hmm. need an IEP,
mm-hmm.
not have one. She doesn't have one. She might need one.
Yeah.
She had one, and it – they
– it expired.
What do you call it? Yeah. They
that was it? They
took away
out.
Her. Yes.
Yeah. She doesn't need it anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think she needs it. And, you know, as parents,
yes.
right, we know when our kids
right.
like are trying their best.
Right.
And their best is not cutting it.
Yes.
And we see them struggling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why her teacher doesn't see her struggling. Like, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she has the same teacher. That you remember when I told you when I went through the whole thing where it was in second grade where she was starting to get bad scores on her progress reports. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had no idea.
Right.
This was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went
yeah.
to the teacher and I was like, what's going on?
Right.
She's get this report card is like terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember I told you the teacher was like, oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, I know. They didn't.
And that's
they
when
put
I
put it back on you.
Like, right.
You should know.
How the frick am I supposed to
yeah,
notice?
You should
I'm
be
not,
go
you're,
look.
She's learning from you all day.
I know.
I'm singing songs with her and letting her watch TV.
I know.
How the heck am I supposed to know what's going on? I'm buying her puzzles at Michael's.
I know.
That's your job to figure out if she's having learning
right.
difficulty.
Right.
I'm just the parent.
I know. I always feel that way, too. Like when their grades are slipping or something and I go, how did this happen? Like, I'm scared to ask because I don't want them to go, well, you should know because all you have to do is go online. You could see all the reports
right.
that are due.
That
and all
takes
this
a lot. That, oh, now
go
I'm supposed
online.
To remember my
this
password?
Portal. I know, right? It's another password I have
yeah,
to remember.
Then I have to hit forgot
right.
password, come
right.
up with another one. Then it's going to – come on.
Yeah. Are you a robot? It's too much work.
Which of these pictures has a bridge?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I know.
Yes, there's a bridge,
you.
But it's in the corner of the
yeah,
picture.
I know. Does it want you? That's a good. Does it want you to pick? So it goes, click all the streetlight pictures. Does that include the pole of the streetlight, or do you want just the light? Like, I failed it the first time. So what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
I know. I need like some
the
directions.
The wires connected yeah. to the streetlight?
Yeah.
Right.
Or just the main part where the actual streetlight's in it. You know, you got to be clear.
Right.
When did this become like final exam? All right, one more thing that you got to pass
right.
before we let you move on to the website. Come on.
I know.
You know what we're talking about, Kaylin, right?
Hope everybody
oh,
knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, yeah. you're with me.
Yes.
Okay, and then also you get a lot of mixed messages,
mm-hmm.
especially like fifth grade, because they're like, don't check on your kids like your
right,
kids
right.
should be responsible for themselves. Then they're
yes.
like, hey, how come you're not checking your kid's folder?
Right.
If you checked your kid's folder, you'd know
see.
They were missing assignments.
Right.
No, you know when I find out they're missing assignments? When I get a progress report once a month that goes, mm-hmm. number of missed assignments, 3.
Right.
Okay. What am I, a mind reader?
I know.
You know?
And then how are you supposed to find those 3? Like, okay, you got 3 missing assignments.
No, you can't. That's water under the bridge.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm not going back in time.
That's the story of my life. I'm constantly looking, tracking down missing assignments.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like,
why do I got to do it?
Why not?
I already went to school.
Thank you.
Yeah, other things to worry about.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Sadie has the same teacher that she had during that very hard period of time.
Mm-hmm.
She has that teacher again.
Oh.
Because...
And that one.
Whatever. I gotta hope that the teachers that they probably do. Listen, if my husband, who I never thought listened, bothered to listen, then I'm sure that I might have the same problem you had
yes.
last year.
Oh yeah.
And
uh-huh.
get a bunch of teachers mad at me.
Yeah.
But then you know what? Here's the thing. I'm just telling the truth. I'm not really ragging on the teachers. I'm just telling you my experience, which I feel that I can't really totally share with them
yes.
because the year's almost over. So what good is it going to do?
Right.
So you know what? If they hear this, then take it as constructive criticism of how a parent feels.
Right. And by the way, I had to say this to the principal last year. And P.S. after the meeting, I know that it's IEP, not IPA. Just for the record, I hope everybody knows that. Because they listen, obviously, and
right,
they say
right.
IPA all the time.
And they're like, no wonder their kid has an IPA. They call it an IPA.
I know. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Called a private joke. So Sadie has that same teacher. And I got to be honest, she's hard. I think she's hard on the grades.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So Sadie's already not having a good time socially.
Yes.
We all know that.
Yeah.
You know, we know that. I've shared that with the teachers. She's having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Their class is very cliquey, and mm-hmm. Sadie is not in the clique, so she constantly feels like an outsider. She's also kind of an introvert, so as she cries to me sometimes and says, Mom, I'm trying to include myself, but people still just walk away from me sometimes. Or I'll say, hey, what are you guys talking about? Like, she'll have my voice
Aww.
In her head going – include yourself. Just go,
right.
hey, what's up? They're not ignoring you.
Right.
You just got to, they just don't. And
they don't
then
know,
she
right.
she says, I said, what are you guys talking about? They said, oh, nothing, and walked away. So my heart hurts for my kid.
Of course. How many kids are in her class?
22.
Okay.
There's also a full-time TA. Okay. They're not super overworked.
Right.
And they teach with a partner teacher. So Sadie and Xander are in there's only two classes per grade.
Yeah.
They teach with a partner teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so each class has 22 kids. And so there's basically four teachers. And,
in between. Yeah, okay.
And 44 kids.
Okay.
The point is, this teacher is a nice lady. Mm-hmm. She really is. Like, she's not a biatch or anything.
Yeah.
I just think she doesn't get my kid because
right.
I only find out Sadie's really struggling, like, way after the fact, you know? And Sadie won't tell me. So when I say, do you need a math tutor? And she goes, no, I'm fine. And then she starts failing,
right.
you know, a test. And then she says, okay, I need help. And then I get her help. And then I know last week I was all positive because I'm like, hey, I got her a tutor and things went really well. Okay. But then after we recorded last week, she was working so hard on this, like, essay that she had to do that the teacher gave her a bad grade on her last one and told her, well, you didn't follow the assignment. So she told her – so it was supposed to be like they read and then they're supposed to talk about what they read and use examples from the book, like prove their
right.
to idea show that they got their understanding of the book. Okay. So the teacher told her, well, you didn't really do that. You wrote it like your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like you took some fact out of the book and then – and probably that was because she wasn't really under – following the book
right.
closely.
Right.
Or because she has a creative mind and she was like, I think I want to talk about
right.
something else.
Right.
Okay. Whatever. She's a decent writer. So so the teacher was like, I gave you a 2 because you made up an opinion about something and it wasn't an opinion piece. Okay. So she's like,
did she ask her though? Like, this was really good, but this isn't what I asked for.
Basically, she was like, yes, you're good at writing opinion pieces, but you have to write – you need to follow what happened in the book and then – okay. So she takes that really to heart and she worked every day. She was writing – she had to write – it was like a 5-paragraph thing. So she was writing a paragraph every day and really – and using like examples from the book. And then one of the paragraphs she erased and then rewrote it and then she used all these
– that's good.
Proved her point from the book. Okay. So she's –
that's good.
She gets a 2. A 2 plus.
Why?
And her teacher told her, well, this was too much like just a summary of what you read.
Oh, my God.
And Sadie's like, but that's what she basically told me to do.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And I'm like, this is – in my mind, I was like, you couldn't just give her a 3. You – I mean,
I know,
honestly.
I know.
It's not the med school boards.
I know.
You're not sending her out to do brain surgery.
I know.
You're sending her out – you're sending her to middle school.
Right.
And it's one paper.
Right.
What – would it have killed you to not be a stickler and know – you know that you gave her a 2 on the last one.
Yes.
You know she that she worked hard.
Yes.
She told you she worked hard.
Right.
I told you she was working hard.
Right.
You had to give her a 2?
Oh, my God.
Why? So now she's feeling bad about that. Okay. Then on top of that, remember I told you last week they had to learn all the states.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, after we recorded last Monday, I go to pick them up from school and they tell me, Mom, it's not just the capitals that we have to learn. We have to know all the states and where they are. Well, guess what? I don't even know where all the states are.
Of course not.
Do you know the difference between
– Hell no.
Well, I do now. But did you know the difference between Iowa, Illinois – Indiana and Ohio. Would you
What's
have been
the
able
difference?
To?
No,
they're all in a row and they all start with I.
I know.
How's everybody supposed
right,
to know
right,
unless you've
right.
lived there?
Exactly. One Even, shaped like a bread box.
I used to live in Massachusetts, and I swear to God, I'm just being real with you guys. I swear to God, I didn't know. I learned it because my kids had to learn it. I didn't know that Connecticut was like right under Massachusetts and then where New Jersey comes down the side and then New York was above it.
Uh-huh.
I lived there.
I know.
If I had a gun to my head, I would never have passed
Adam
that test.
Adam, too. Like, Adam was very bad at geography. Like, he didn't even know. Like, he thought Denver was a state, you know.
Oh, my God. That's like Sadie.
Like, they just, you know, you don't remember that kind of stuff, first of all, when you learn it.
Naming states, and Sadie said Antarctica. Even Xander was like, Sadie, that's a continent. She was like, whatever. What's the difference?
Well, you're
going to have to know the difference.
Yeah. It's fresh in my memory a little bit because I just went through it with you.
Right.
Like, I remember when they had to learn all the states.
Right.
But I don't remember now.
But guess what? guess what? This kid worked so hard from Monday when they found this out to Friday morning they had to take the test. So Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, she learned 100 facts, 50 capitals and 50 states and which goes with which.
Wow.
And she killed the test.
Nice.
Yes. But on top of that, she was having to do the essay and read. And she's not a strong reader. So she was having to read every day. So she was just sad and not having a good day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You ain't having a good day. Yeah. So, okay. This brings us to the weekend.
Mm-mm.
So there's all this buildup, all of this, you know,
stress.
And I'm stressed because I have to learn all the capitals too because they're doing it. And every 5 minutes, they're like, Mom, will you practice with us? Mom, will you practice with us?
I know.
I'm like, I don't need to know where all the states are because you know what? I got Google. You know?
All it is
hey,
memorizing.
Sorry you don't have a phone.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? And where are you going?
I know. Why do they know, right?
You're not planning an itinerary.
Yes.
I mean, really. By the way, why does anybody need to know the capitals? Nobody's even going to the capitals of any of these cities. When's the last time you went to Carson City, Nevada? Seriously.
Oh, that's the capital? I thought it was Vegas.
Yeah, you would think because that's what people care
about, right? Carson City.
Yeah, who's going to Albany, New York?
Nobody.
You're going to New York City. So why do you need to know that?
Who cares?
No one's going to Sacramento.
I know.
Does not matter. No. Are you going to Salem, Oregon anytime soon?
No.
I think not.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to know that. You know what it is? It's just like, hey, you got to memorize it.
You memorize it. And then it's in one brain, out the next. As soon as the test is over, you forget all about it. And then you don't remember it when you become an adult and you try and do the homework with your kids.
And here's another thing. Now I know I'm on like a rant about this, but they don't even like for me because whatever, because I don't know, maybe because I'm a writer, maybe for whatever, but I was teaching them about mnemonic devices.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to make it fun because I'm like, I think it's really hard to just remember things randomly.
Yes, I know.
So I'm like, okay, giving them fun ways to remember
it. Me too.
And then they were coming up with fun ways too. I was so proud of them. Like, I feel like that was half the learning thing was I was like, okay, look at Louisiana. It's shaped like an L.
Uh-huh.
So L for Louisiana.
Right.
You know, okay.
Right.
So then Sadie came up with, somehow they came up with the fact that Frankfort is the capital of Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I remember that is because they go fried chicken, Frankfort, Kentucky. Kentucky fried chicken.
Right.
Somehow they've made that connection.
Uh-huh.
And then the state of Kentucky on a map looks a little bit like a fried chicken leg. So Sadie came up with that. That's actually smart.
Yes.
Well, so at least half the states they remembered by some mnemonic device.
Right. That's smart. That's what I do. I try to do that with them. My kids don't want my help, though. They never do.
Well, it was just on this project.
Yeah.
I think because they had to remember 100 things.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So anyway, the point is a lot of work went into it. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I was stressed.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday comes and I'm like, okay, the week's over.
Thank God.
But I pick Sadie up and she's just a mess. And so Xander. And I'm like, what's going on? Like the test is done. Xander's crying. He says he thinks he blanked. He's crying in school going, I froze. I couldn't remember. It turned out that he didn't freeze and he did remember all of them. But somehow in his mind, like somebody else, you know what happens is these other kids are like, I got them all right.
Oh, no, I hate
and
that.
Then he was like, did you get whatever? He told him the answers. Right. The other kid was actually wrong.
Uh-huh.
But Xander was like, oh, no, that's not what I put down.
Right, right.
And later Xander looked at the map and was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, I had those right. He's going to have gotten.
Right.
But the point is, my kids were a mess.
Mm-hmm.
The whole afternoon,
mm-hmm.
crying, and anyway, I'll tell you how it wrapped up after
tell
we talk
me
about our.
Tell me about Dole.
Well, among other parenting things,
yes.
I've been looking for ways to get more vegetables into my diet. I know a lot of people make green smoothies, but only putting vegetables into my smoothies can make them not taste great. That's why I love Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. They've created amazing balanced recipes of frozen fruits and veggies, so I know I'll always get a delicious smoothie. All the work of pairing great tasting fruits and veggies is done for me. I can blend great flavors like berries and kale or fruits and greens in with some almond milk, and then seconds later, I'm sipping on a tasty smoothie and getting essential nutrients into my diet. And the best part is, I don't have to wash or prep anything. It's all ready to go. It's like each bag was born to be blended, with fruit picked at peak ripeness. I know I'm going to get a delicious and satisfying smoothie every time. Sneaking more veggies into my day has never been easier or tastier. Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
Or at Costco. Just kidding. Well, Costco has frozen aisles.
Yes. Also, Rothy's. Tell us about Rothy's.
Are the most comfortable flats you will ever own. Trust us. Because they are stylish, first of all. They have a ton of colors and a color, different types of patterns. But the one thing is that they are made from recycled plastic water bottles, which is really cool. Another major bonus is that you can they're fully machine washable. You can put them in the washing and dryer and they'll be fresh and like new.
How cool is that?
Yeah, they stay nice. So why don't you guys check out Rothy's? Because Stephanie and I have a pair and you'll love them. They're very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to like wear them to break them in. They're already broken in. So go to Rothy's, Rothys.com/loud and check out all their different styles they have. They have different styles. They have the flats with the pointy. They also have like the casual everyday like Ellen wears. They have all different kinds. So check them out and try them and you'll love them like we do. Like,
yeah.
You have a pair, right?
Yes, I do.
I love mine. We have the slip-ons. We got the same ones,
yeah,
right?
I got black ones. They're really
mm-hmm.
cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check them out.
So, yeah. Anyway.
So they were in bad moods.
Ended up being kind of a hard weekend mm-hmm. and it was they were very emotional and then there's also like a kid who constantly, you know, we throw out the word bullying a lot,
yeah.
But there's a kid who
annoys,
really says some mean stuff to Xander and he has for years. And it just makes me so mad because it's just like nothing's really it's not that they're not responsive. They do punish him, the kid, mm-hmm. every time, but he doesn't care.
Right. There's just those some kids that just don't care.
Yeah. So he called Xander a she in front of his friend
mm-hmm.
who's new to the school this year. And it was just so embarrassing to Xander. He just does it on purpose. He came up to Xander and he goes, hey, something sister to Sadie and sister to Xander. And then when Xander got mad, his other friend, his new friend was like, he just did it by accident or whatever. And Xander's like, no, you don't even.
Yeah,
he's been doing it to me for years. Like, it's relentless.
Right.
But
well,
then.
Shut up. What's with this kid? Like, why?
He's just mean.
Some kids
he's mean. And
mean.
He already is a kid that, like, has to sit by himself at a table because he can't sit with any other kids.
Right.
Because he's that male. Kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's mean.
Right.
He's mean-spirited, and he will do this to kids all the time, so that he has to sit by himself. He has for a long time, but he just doesn't get better.
It
just makes me – it's just so it was another thing.
Right.
That another incident like that had happened. So I got both my kids, and it just took – okay, so what I'm getting to
mm-hmm.
is that on Saturday morning, I had gone somewhere in the morning, and I came home, and Sadie seemed so sad. Like, just seemed depressed. And, like, that thing where she looked like she was on the verge of tears, but she wouldn't tell me what was going on. So I said, I was like, what's wrong? You know, what's wrong? I wasn't being like, what's wrong with now? I was just being like, can you tell me what's wrong? And she's like, yeah, it's fine.
I hate when they do that.
It's not fine.
Right.
I said, what's going on? Talk to me, you know? And she's like, it's okay, Mom. I'm just having an off day. But Lynette, she seemed really down.
Really?
And I was like, I asked John, I was like, have you talked to Sadie? Like, she's so sad. She's just sitting in her room by herself. And like,
I don't know what was wrong.
Xander was like, I don't know, on his computer, playing a game, texting mm-hmm. with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back in there and I just kind of like laid down next to her and I was like, can you just tell me what's wrong? I said, she's like, Mom, you don't want to hear this. And I was like, yeah, I do. Yeah. You know? And she's like, she starts crying, but the kind of crying where it just breaks your heart because it's like when they're trying not to cry.
Right.
And the tears, like the tears are coming, but they're you can tell they're trying not to be dramatic.
Right, right, right.
And she's just like, it's just that she's like, Mom, I know there's only a week of school left, but I can't. I hate it so much. I hate it every day.
Really?
I don't. And she was like, I don't like the people. I don't like the teachers. I don't like the, you know, I can't do it. I just can't.
Mom.
I know. And I said, oh, so let me just go back and tell you one other thing that happened. Mm-hmm. This is bitching about the teachers. Okay. So Sadie tells me, I guess this was on Friday. So this week, all the kids, all the fifth graders, this is their basic last week of school.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, they culminate. So they culminate like the beginning of the week. So mm-hmm. nothing's happening next week. They have a couple days of school. So this is like their last week of school.
Right.
So the every day, the fifth graders get to do something with a kindergarten buddy.
Aww.
And Sadie lives for it. She loves – they all have a kindergarten buddy, and it's the one thing that makes her feel like a sense of esteem because the kindergartners like really look up to them. And earlier in the year, they had set up this thing where like the kids could sign up and have time with the kindergartners in the kindergarten yard.
Right.
So certain like 5 fifth graders could go hang out with the kindergartners mm-hmm. and like play with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie, like, it was the one time during school that I've seen her be like super excited.
Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
So every day this week, the fifth graders do something with a kindergarten buddy. And as a class. Mm-hmm. So Sadie comes home on, I think it was Thursday. She's a mess after school, just down crying. But this is like every day something at school. Mm-hmm. What's going on? And also, she never – I've told you, she doesn't ever get in trouble at school. She's
right.
not a troublemaker.
No,
her
right.
teachers say she's delightful and
right.
takes part in conversations. She's very like – always tries her best.
She's not in the right environment,
right.
Stephanie.
So that she tells me, Mom, we got in trouble today because she said there was a group of kids, a group of fifth graders were sitting and talking, and she said they were shipping people.
The hell? What?
You know, shipping. They were relationshiping people. Oh. They were having a conversation where they were like, oh, so-and-so has a crush on so-and-so.
Okay.
They're shipped.
Okay.
All it's right. just like fifth grader talk.
Right, right. Okay.
That's what they talk about.
I'm hip. All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, this person. Oh, you know who should be shipped is this person because she likes this person and he likes her. Okay, they're shipped.
Okay.
Who thinks they should be shipped?
Right.
So Sadie says that she wasn't even part of the conversation, and I believe her because she's not usually included in those conversations. She said she happened to be sitting by this group of kids and they were talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the kids who is the daughter of a teacher – that I've talked about before,
mm-hmm.
went and told – she's a tattletale.
Mm-hmm.
She went and told the teacher, hey, they were talking about who's in a relationship with who and like, you know, that could really hurt somebody's feelings or whatever.
Aww, I hate those ones.
So the whole group – and so my daughter, Sadie, was I guess included in this group even though Sadie swears up and down that she wasn't even having the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teacher just said, okay, all of you guys, you don't get to do the kindergarten activity.
Why?
On Monday.
Because what? Because they were talking about relationships?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
It's not like they were teasing people.
I know.
Right. What's the big whoop?
So then she told me that the girl who tattled on everybody was like, sorry, I tattled on you guys. So the next day she brought them all like a snack from home to try to like buy back their friendship.
This girl's nuts.
Then it turns out that that girl had been part of things.
Oh,
so she felt guilty, turned herself into the teacher, was basically like, I need to tell you that I was doing it too.
This girl wants attention.
So the teacher was like, oh my gosh, let's call her Janice. She was like, oh my gosh, Janice. This is what Sadie told me. It takes a really big person to like admit that you did something wrong. Good for you. You're an example. Like, you're such a good example.
Why?
Yeah. Okay. So now.
Okay.
It's Saturday morning, and mm-hmm. Sadie's telling me, she just doesn't want to go. Yeah. And I was like, do you want to stay home from school on Monday? Can I? I was like, yes, you can stay home from school.
Mm-hmm.
F that school.
Like, I know. Well, I know.
It's the last week, and I know that you guys have heard me say, let my kids stay home from school sometimes, but I didn't know what to do.
Lynette, my heart was breaking for her.
And just sometimes, like,
I know.
It was the only way I could think of, like, to be a hero. I feel really out of control.
Right.
Because
a way to
I don't feel like
her.
I can talk to these teachers, and I don't feel like they understand.
They don't.
Like, how much that hurt her to go,
right.
like, take away the one thing that made it bearable for her to be at school. She's not feeling esteem from any social.
Right.
She doesn't have friends.
Right.
She doesn't have.
And these teachers know that.
They have. I've told them.
Right.
I have told them.
Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but I don't think that these are her. I think that she's. These same kids are going to go to the next. So what are you going to do about middle school? Because I really do think that she.
Here's the problem,
you
though.
You don't want her to be in a big school? I think it might be better for her to be in a big school.
I know, but some of the kids, there's only two schools, right? There either are really big schools or there are very small schools
mm-hmm.
around me. There's nothing in between. There
right.
really isn't. Well, there's one school that's in between that I applied for and we didn't get in. It's like another charter but those schools are really hard to get into.
Yeah.
There are no public schools that are small
mm-hmm.
that you can just go right. to. And like the school that's kind of in our neighborhood is too big. It's 2,000 kids and there's no way they can go from their small school. They don't want to. I mean,
it might be hard. You think like, would it be good in the long run kind of thing? Like hard, really hard
know.
At first. But
I don't know.
I just think like because drama club and all like cooking, whatever. I don't know. But like it just like kids that are have their, you know, that have an alternative kind of like zest for life. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just like that the same kids she's got to go to middle school with. I don't know. I don't like these kids. I would rather have something. I don't know. I'm not her mom. But
well, a lot of these kids are not going to go to the middle school. So, and there is one mom who I love whose older daughter goes to school with Elby.
Mm-hmm.
She started that way at the middle school, and her younger daughter is Sadie's age, and they like each other a lot, and she's going to go to the middle school.
Okay.
And she was at a different school. There's a couple of kids that Sadie likes that she doesn't get time with because they're always with the clique.
Right.
But that clique is getting broken up.
Yeah.
Because the leaders of the two of the main cliques at that school mm-hmm. are not going to that school.
Oh.
So
well,
there
that's
is
good.
An opportunity.
All right.
And I really like the teachers.
Yeah.
Elby had them
right.
at the middle school.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know
like,
what's
I
best.
Like I really like and trust yeah. those teachers.
Yeah.
And the principal at the middle school, the sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
is amazing
mm-hmm.
and really easy to talk to. And I don't know, I'm hoping for a better experience. Like, look, if it's not there, I'm going to move them.
Right. I guess, yeah, it's the way to look at it. Like, you know what's best. I just keep thinking when I hear these stories, they're heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. And
I know, but if they were like, if they were like, Mom, we want out of here. We want to go to a big school. Like, then I would,
right.
of course, in a heartbeat, do
right.
it. But they are really not wanting to do that. So maybe they're not ready.
But
like, I don't think Elby would have wanted that either.
Yeah, maybe they're not ready. Maybe.
And now Elby's like all about going to a really big school. She's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
so
developed
maybe they
the
just...
confidence. And I don't know. They just might need another
right.
year
right.
to like incubate some
yeah.
self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
I might just have to really focus on.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. I don't feel good about letting Xander loose at a school.
At a big school.
Without a support system in place.
Well, that's what I mean, though. There's got to be like bigger schools.
I don't want him going
schools.
In and making a bunch of – having to make a bunch of new friends and then having like – having – feeling
right.
like either he has a secret.
Right.
Or –
But there's kids that are transgender at bigger schools. Like I would think that there's a program for them.
I don't
or
know.
Or something. Or not a program, like a support something. Like I would think, you know. not Hollywood High School, but like a school kind of like that, like an artsy school.
I think that would be cool if it was like almost accidental. Like Xander's not interested in being in any like LGBT club at school. Right, like he doesn't think of himself. He doesn't see himself that way. He's told me so many times, like, I just want to be a normal boy. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't want to be the trans kid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that label. I don't want that to carry that around.
Right.
He doesn't want to be the poster boy for transgender. Yeah. He just wants to blend.
Right.
Just wants to wear his, you know, Champions t-shirt and his, you know, AC/DC hat and be one of the dudes.
Right. Just like Sonny.
He's so sad about, like, why do I have to be, like, why does that even have to be a thing?
I know. Well.
If he was more, like, if he was gay and he was, like,
more
like kind of flamboyant or whatever. And he was like, oh, the gay kids, those are my people. Like, I want to like hang out and wear like my rainbow flag. Mm-hmm. Then sure.
Yeah. But like Sadie too, there's something there though that she wants. She likes to be the big sister. Maybe there's some, maybe, you know, you do some volunteer where she can like mentor or tutor. Maybe that's something that she would be really into. Maybe it's not sports. It's that. I don't know. That's interesting that she likes that. And I could see that. She wants to be with somebody that's excited to see her, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that if she was like a mentor to a child that was like excited to see her.
That's a cute idea. That's a nice idea. I wonder if they have any programs like that.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure. You just got to like.
Where like sixth graders can go and like hang with.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, I don't know if she would pass a background check, though.
She'd have to have, like, that body scan shit. There was all – oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. What about the school I went to, by the way? The hippie school. The Kumbaya school.
Yeah.
It's right by you.
It's really hard to get into.
Oh, it is?
It's one of the most popular magnets. I guess it's a magnet in the city. It's the school that you apply to when you're hope that you – because you don't want to get in so you can get points.
Really?
Do other cities have this point system that we have?
I don't know, but let me – I could email. I could text. I'm friends with some of my teachers that are still there. I didn't learn anything in that school, I got to say. It's probably changed.
Well, that would be perfect for Sadie.
Yeah, it's like whole kumbaya, you know?
It's called Valley Alternative School.
Right. That's the name of it.
Somebody else emailed me at one point and was like, I went to that school too.
Yeah.
Tell Lynette I went to that school.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my dad driving me there every day from Canoga Park.
It's really close to my house.
Yeah, I know. That's what I keep thinking.
It's up the street.
Like, it would be great. They would be great at that school if it was the same as when I was there. And the teachers are still there. I mean, my Dumbo math teacher's there, the one that taught remedial math. He's not a Dumbo. He teaches
for
the Dumbos.
Right.
Yeah,
and the gym
there.
Teacher and who the doesn't gym, wear a shirt?
That doesn't wear a shirt. No, he's gone. Miss Dawn. And you call the teachers by their first names.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I can email them and ask them.
Yeah, I think they run a pretty tight ship. Like,
yeah, they
you
probably
have to
do.
Get in on the point system. But I could apply for next year.
You should. You should. Yeah.
All right.
All right, then.
All right.
All right.
You know what?
Patreon. This week was really good.
This week.
It's a nuts. A crazy story.
Lynette told a crazy story that you do not want to miss, and that will cost you $5 a month.
It's worth it.
To hear every week. It's not once a month, you guys. It's not like once a month you get a Patreon episode. It's every week.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Let's say you're a member of Sword and Scales Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
You get a plus episode only once every few weeks.
I know.
With us, you basically get a plus episode every week.
I know.
Not to bag on certain
scale,
but.
Come on, Mike Boudet. Get your act together.
Also, if you want to be at the $25 level, you will get to be our premium subscriber and you get a shout out.
That's right.
All of our love and you're going to get an announced
fan
every
favorite.
Show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at the $50 level, then you get a shout out for your business like – my girl Sid Wilder, who has the podcast Girl Instarupted.
Oh,
remember
yes.
I told you?
Yes.
She talks about battling mental illness and dating.
That looks really good.
Dating while mentally ill.
I subscribe to it.
Yeah. Also.
Dating mental illness.
Maria is a relationship intimacy sex counselor, which she's not going to have sex with you.
No.
Or nothing like that.
It depends on how you look. No.
She's going to talk to you, though, about your sex problems or relationship problems. And if you live in Washington, is the only thing. So email her at maria@nwsextherapy.com or check her out at nwsextherapy.com. Ulysses has a new charity.
Hit me with it.
American Battlefield Trust. Goal is to permanently protect battlefields for future generations as a lasting and tangible memorial to the brave soldiers who fought in the American Revolution.
Wow, that's
Ulysses
nice.
Continuously surprises us.
He does.
With his interests.
He does.
Yeah.
It's a sweetie.
The donations they collect go to purchase lands to donate to the National Park Service. And so far, they've saved 50,000 acres in 24 states.
Ah,
that's
nice.
They have a high rating of 96.94 on Charity Navigator.
Oh.
Yeah. So go to battlefields.org.
Charity Navigator. Okay.
Yeah. CBD oil.
Oh, yeah.
She basically already got a lot of shout-outs on Patreon.
Yeah.
Letty Molina, HempWorks, WORX.com/LMolina.
Is she on Patreon?
You know what to do. I'm sure.
Letty, I hope you are because I talked about you.
Yeah. And Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy where she helps moms, you know, get out of their rut.
Mm-hmm.
Get back into living your best mom life. Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. And I'll do one more. Kate Marengo.
That's
Kate Marengo. She's going to pimp out your home.
Gotta
she's going to help you pick out a new rug or a new paint color for your walls. You know, you might need her. interiorchicago.com/interior-design to find out more.
Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL if you want to get yourself a nice bra. Skinnysticks.co/FCOL. Enter FCOL. Dole Fruit and Veggie Blends. Go to the frozen aisle and find it. Rothys.com/loud and care.com/loud. Thank our advertisers, support our advertisers. Thank you guys. And thanks, Kaylin.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.